This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a story now about time and industrial policy. Intel announced today it's going to spend $20 billion to build two new semiconductor factories near Columbus, Ohio, leaning in to solving the signature shortage of this pandemic economy, the chips that go into basically everything now. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, sometimes no matter how much money you throw at something, you can't get what you want when you want it.
It takes a long time to build any factory and get it up and running.
First off, you have to build the factory. You have to dig the hole. You have to build the shell of the factory.
Alan Priestley is an analyst at Gartner. He says it takes even longer when that factory is making semiconductor chips because you have to install all the extremely complex equipment that produces the chips.
And then you have to turn the factory on.
And run it for a while to be sure it's actually working and producing high-quality chips. And even then, once it finally is...
It takes time to make a chip, right? To process a wafer from the start of putting a wafer into the factory to getting a wafer out that has chips on it can take 2 to 3 months.
So Priestley says it'll likely be 2 or 3 years, maybe even 4, before you can buy something that includes a chip made at one of these new factories.
I don't think this announcement by Intel is really about the short-term problem. I think it's about the long-term.
Willie Shi at Harvard Business School says in the short term, the semiconductor chip shortage should start to ease later this year or next.
As a lot of the capacity investments that were made last year start to come on stream.
And once the current shortage is resolved, Glenn O'Donnell at Forrester Research says in the long term, when these Intel plants are up and running, there will likely be even more demand than there is now for the chips they produce.
We human beings have an insatiable appetite for smart everything. We want smart cars. We want smart appliances. We want smart toys.
And that means more and more chips. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.